Hi, I'm Benita Rockingham, and welcome to our third season of Holding It Together, a Mennonite Church USA Women in Leadership sponsored podcast. The views expressed on this podcast are my own and are not necessarily indicative of the views of MCUSA.
I believe in mutual aid.
I believe in nonviolence.
I believe in radical kindness.
I believe deeply in God's commitment to wholeness.
I believe in us. This season of Holding It Together, we are exploring and holding space for the beauty in our beliefs by hearing this I believe statements from folks across our denomination. As people of peace, we experience connection with one another through our core beliefs in following Jesus Christ, witnessing and living God's peace through pacifism, standing up against injustice, and living into God's call of continued transformation. In this season, we will hear how living into those beliefs shape other truths we hold and celebrate the movement of the Spirit working through us in the world. Today, I'm joined by my friend, Dr. Linda Gaiman Peachy, who's a retired writer living in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. She just completed 12 years serving on the Mennonite Church USA Women in Leadership Steering Committee. She has a Master of Divinity from Anabaptist Mennonite Biblical Seminary in Elkhart, Indiana, and a Doctor of Ministry degree from Lancaster Theological Seminary. Previously, Linda worked for Mennonite Central Committee on Women's Concerns and also served with her husband Titus as co-director of Peace and Justice Ministries. She and Titus have two adult daughters and enjoy visiting them in Chicago and Guatemala. She is a member of Blossom Hill Mennonite Church. Linda, thank you so much for agreeing to connect with me and to share your This I Believe statement with us.
Thank you, Benita. Thank you for this opportunity. As I mentioned, this has been a challenge to think about what I believe. But what I want to focus on today is to say that I believe in a loving God who uses her power to create, renew, and restore people and the earth. When I was a child, however, my primary image of God was of a stern, all-powerful judge who was constantly keeping track of all my failures, all my sins. Consequently, I believed I had to be perfect in order to be acceptable to God and to others for that matter. I remember trying so hard to be perfect for even just one day, but I would always fail. It has taken me a lifetime to undo that image and those impulses toward perfection and cultivate instead a much more loving understanding of God. God as a mother hen who gathers her chicks under her wings. God as a mother who nourishes her children. God as a dear, dear friend. God as a gracious hostess who invites everyone to her table of wisdom, which she lavishly shares with all. This God accepts me as I am, with my humanness, my needs, my joys, and my sorrows. This God encourages me to admit my mistakes, to repent and try again. This God is constantly at work in me and in the world to call forth life, healing, and wholeness, to make a way when it looks like we've reached a dead end. To be honest, though, this doesn't always feel like quite enough. When faced with intolerable evil, violence, and destruction, such as we're witnessing now in so many places around the world, it is tempting to want my old God back, the fierce judge who will punish those who cause harm to me or to my neighbors. It is tempting to long for a God who is commanding and forceful, able to swoop into a terrible situation and stop the carnage. A God who can just straighten things out. And yet such a God still frightens me. In reality, this God would be like Caesar or any ruler who claims to control everything and everyone in order to guarantee safety and well-being. I know too that despite their claims, such rulers serve their own interests and oppress almost everyone else. In fact, it was such a ruler who killed Jesus, the one who truly did serve those who needed life and wholeness most. And so I keep coming back to the God whom we see in Jesus, the God of creation who loves the whole world and keeps finding ways to bring restoration and hope, the God who brings forth resurrection. This God doesn't demand perfection or a certain kind of greatness, or insist that only those at the top of the pyramid are valuable. Instead, this God is like Jesus, who became one with those who are lowly, those who are told they are not good enough to be saved. So even when it's hard to believe, I want to trust that this is where God's Spirit is truly at work. It is in the power of seeds to grow in the midst of ruin, and in the power of love and justice over hate and domination. It is in the women who keep working together to claim equal membership in God's family. It is in the work of small organizations who have led the way in revealing the extent of U.S. bombing in Laos during the Vietnam War, and who keep insisting that the U.S. help pay for cleanup and rehabilitation now 50 years later. It is in the courageous people who dare to love themselves, their bodies, and their communities, despite the daily assaults against them. It is in those who envision and build new ways of life together. And so, again, I believe that God's Spirit is moving tirelessly throughout the world, always working toward life and wholeness, always seeking to bring forth the best possible outcome in any situation. This God I can trust to welcome me in all my humanness and weakness, who will help me learn and grow and move toward life. This is my hope and my prayer.
God as a dear friend, a gracious hostess, God who brings forth resurrection. Linda, thank you for sharing with us. I'm holding those images with me as we close our episode today, and I'm sure our listeners are taking away their own visuals and nuggets of wisdom. This episode was produced by me, Benita Rockingham, with editing help from Alex Woodring and music by my dear friend Redfa Jan Titi Halawa. Holding It Together is a joint production of Women in Leadership and MCUSA. Look for us on our page on the MCUSA website, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast streaming site. I'm your host, Benita Rockingham. Thanks for listening, y'all, and catch you next time on the flip side.